Thank you for joining this program this morning, and we're going to discuss something very interesting, and it's the title, the topic of, is the sinner comfortable in church? I'd like to direct your attention to Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Again, I want to preach a sermon entitled, "The Sinner Comfortable in Church." Notice with me, point number one, the devil made uncomfortable in the church. You see, this man that was possessed with an unclean spirit of an unclean devil was in the synagogue. And one will have to ask himself the question, why was this individual up until this point inside the synagogue where preaching was to take place? And that's the problem today across the world, beloved. In churches today, all across America, the sinner is in church comfortable. The preaching is cold. The preaching doesn't preach against sin. And the sinner remains in his sins, not convicted to run to that old-fashioned altar and get his life right with God, or in many cases, get saved and should get saved. Notice again the possessed man in church. The common reaction to an unsaved man to church is found in John chapter 3, verse 19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil, the light hateth the evil, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved." The unsaved man wishes not to come into the church, lest the light shines on his wicked life. That is right, brethren. That is right, beloved. The reason why sinners avoid going to an old-fashioned church is for fear that the preacher will preach against their fornication, that the preacher will preach against their drinker, their booze drinking, reprove their wife beating, and any type of sin that they have in the closet. That's why they avoid the church. As a matter of fact, beloved, what's preached to the lost is foolishness. The Bible says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." And that's in 1 Corinthians 2:14. However, when the natural man is born again and turned into a new creature, that he is able to understand the Bible. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That's in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Once the natural man becomes saved, he receives the gift of the Spirit. Then can he understand the Word of God. The Bible says in John 14:26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you." That is right. When the transformed natural man becomes a saint, a new creature, he receives the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach him all things. Oh, that man possessed with the spirit of an unclean devil cried out when he heard the word of God. That is what we need in the church house today, beloved. The preaching of the word of God. That is what we need across America today. The preaching of the word of God. The word of God convicts. The word of God changes. The word of God saves. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Oh, beloved, that is what's needed across America today. Churches preaching against sin so that the sinner who's nearest hell can hear the word of God preach and repent of his sins. That's right, repent of his sins. That means turn away, turn away from his sins and get saved. Today, the church is too lenient towards sin. Today, the church is silent towards sin. Today, that the church ignores the sin that's blatantly in the church house. Women teaching children in tight jeans. Men wearing their hair like women in church. And I'm here to tell you today, those things ought not to be in the church house. Those things glorify not the Lord. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall men put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 22:5. When you have these things in the church of God, you are having an abominable thing displayed in church. Oh, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:9, in like manner also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Men shall not have long hair and think it's fine to be in the choir singing without any shame. Men shouldn't be playing musical instruments on the choir looking like the world. The Bible says, do all to the glory of God. And I'm here to tell you, disobedience cannot be to the glory of God. That blessed book says, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him. 1 Corinthians 11:14. These types of things shall not be made comfortable in the church. Just like that possessed man was. In fact, if any preacher doesn't preach against sin, he will be judged of God. The pastor is the watchman. He is to watch out for sin. He is to sound the trumpet when sin is in the church house. The pastor is the watchman that is to warn of coming danger. The Bible says, When I say unto the wicked, O man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will acquire at thine hand. Ezekiel 33:8. That's right. If you're a pastor, if you're called by God to preach the word of God, your job is to warn sinners of their sins. Your job is to warn the flock of the path that they're going down is not right. You should not remain silent. And if you do, the Lord will judge you. You are a good-for-nothing preacher, and you should get on your hands and knees and ask God to forgive you and start warning people about sin. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor strong drink, that putteth thy bottle to him and maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. That's right, the booze industry is wrong. We ought to preach against it. It causes people to be naked and destitute. I'm here to tell you that we should preach against liquor. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20:1. We ought to preach against fornication in the church. The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. We also should preach against sodomy. Oh, beloved, in America today, there's a major sin problem, and that's the sin of sodomy. The end of every nation is due to sodomy. Leviticus 20:13, it says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination that shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Point number two, notice with me here the possessed man rebuked. Oh, beloved, we ought to rebuke sin. We ought not to allow sin in our presence. When sin is in our house, when sin is in our church, when sin is in our presence, when sin is at the workplace, we ought to rebuke it and say something. We ought not to be silent. The Bible says, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. When you rebuke this sin with the word of God, man will become convicted and run to that old-fashioned altar and get on their hands and knees and ask God for forgiveness and to save them and take them home to heaven when they die. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you rebuke sin in your church? Do you rebuke sin when it's in your family? When your kids are coming in something with their cursed thing, do you throw it away? Do you rebuke it? Oh, beloved, that's what's needed in America today. We need to not remain silent. We need to get our voices out and preach against sin. I tell you, a church that remains comfortable in their sins is a church that has no fire of rebuke from the pulpit. We ought to preach. We ought to preach the word of God in season and out of season. Oh, I tell you, if a man is in his sin and comfortable in church, the pulpit is not preaching fire. It's not rebuking that man's sin. He shouldn't remain comfortable in his sins. He should be convicted that he turns away from his sins. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The more and more we provoke us and the flock towards doing what the Bible says, then the Lord will love us. In John chapter 4, we read, if you love me, keep my commandments. We ought to preach the commandments of the Bible. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's right. That's why we're trying to keep the word of God in the church. For this is our reasonable service, it says in Romans chapter 12. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. The Bible says that Jesus bought us with a price. And that price was his life, the blood that washed away our sins. We ought to obey God. If you love God, keep his commandments. That is why we have standards in church, because it's the commandments of the Bible. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Beloved, you might be mad at this type of preaching. You might be mad that I preached against long hair. You might be mad about women wearing tight pants. You might be mad because I preached against liquor. You might be mad because I preached against sodomy. But I'm here to tell you, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. If you don't keep the Lord's sayings, if you want to have long hair, drink liquor, wear tight jeans in church, causing men to lust, Matthew 5:28, then you, my friend, don't love the Lord. It says here, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Preach the word in church. If you don't love the Lord, he will not make his abode with you. The Bible says that he will hide his face from you if you keep iniquity in your heart. My friend, preach the word of God. Preach against sin. Preach the word in church so that sin is not comfortable in the church, so that man can be transformed by the hearing of the word of God.